Known fondly as the birthplace of rock and roll, Sun Studio opened its doors as Memphis Recording Service back in 1950. It was Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats' Rocket 88, Sun Records recording in 1951, that goes down in history as the first rock and roll single. A litany of legends came to Sun Studio to record and make music history. Cats like Howlin' Wolf, James Cotton, B.B. King, and Johnny Cash. This is the place where Elvis recorded his first single, That's All Right, back in 1954.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
And Sun is still recording music in the same location today, in the same studio, using lots of the original tube technology equipment. Come along and join me at Sun Studio with Memphis musician Tiffany Harmon.
Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Memphis, Tennessee. Right now we're with Tiffany Harmon, and we're at Sun Records.
Glad you guys joined us today.
It's an absolute delight, the mothership.
Oh, yes. Hallowed ground. Glad you guys joined us today. The birthplace of rock and roll. Sam Phillips was the founder. He was a 27-year-old radio engineer from Florence, Alabama. Moved to Memphis here when he was about 27, started working for a radio station called WREC. Played mostly pop music, and Sam was not a huge fan of pop music, so he had more passionate about the blues. So that was a real sound that Sam Phillips wanted to capture with his business. So he was able to save up enough money working for the radio station, and he signed a lease on a little storefront here at 706 Union Avenue and opened the Memphis Recording Service. Started out recording blues artists and radio advertisements. He would record anything, anywhere, anytime, and so that meant, you know, recording anything from radio advertisements to anybody who would come in, anybody who wanted to come in and record here. So blues artists started coming in, B.B. King, Joe Hill Lewis, Howlin' Wolf, and all those guys, Roscoe Gordon.
And then let's segue for a moment. This is in the days of segregation. Tell us about that connection.
It was a very heavily segregated town in Memphis. And the place that we're at right now used to be kind of an auto industrial area where a lot of, there were a lot of mostly white business owners in the area, and there was a lot of racism that Sam had to fight against with his clients coming in and getting harassed on the street. But what Sam Phillips and Dewey Phillips did for racial integration was an incredible thing, and they brought together the races with a format, you know, radio, and that was a huge, huge thing. Radio and soon-to-be Sun label that was releasing these race artists and, you know, all that good stuff.
Talk for a moment about Johnny Cash.
He came in. He started out as a gospel singer, but he wanted to come in and start recording here. Sam actually was not very impressed with his sound in the beginning. I've heard the little story about Johnny Cash coming in and singing some gospel tunes, and Sam actually told him at one point, he said, "Son, you need to go out, sing a little bit, write a new song, and come back and see me when you're done." So that was pretty cool.
Another one, seminal moment, Elvis Presley knocking on the door.
That's right. Elvis came in to record a record. Some people said it was for his mom's birthday, but chances are unlikely because his mom's birthday was a few months prior to the recording date. Chances are more likely he just wanted to get discovered. So he comes in to record a little two-sided record, and Sam actually was not impressed with the recording at first when he heard it.
Later on, he hit the mark. Tell us about that story.
Yes. Fateful night, July 5th, 1954. It was a night when Sam introduced Elvis to Scotty Moore and Bill Black, and they started out playing some slow gospel tunes. Nothing was catching Sam's interest, but finally, when Sam took a little break in the control room where we're at right now, Elvis started getting really nervous, and he started thinking of, you know, what song can I play that might win Sam over, and he started thinking about these old blues tunes, and he came up with That's All Right, this old Arthur Big Boy Crudup song, and he started playing it, but he added a country twist to it so Bill and Scotty could keep up, and that is when Sam's attention was caught.
Before we go, overview where we are.
We are in living history. We are in the control room, Sam Phillips' control room at 706 Union Avenue. We are still a fully functioning and operating recording studio. We've gone back to the old ways of doing things, anything, anywhere, anytime.
and give us some of the artists that people would recognize today that still come here and record.
Margot Price recorded something recently here. Maroon 5 recorded some stuff here. Bruno Mars came to visit. But, you know, we do record anybody who wants to make an appointment here. Bon Jovi did come by and visit us the other day, a couple weeks ago before his show. We have a lot of touring musicians. And the cool thing is, if you are a touring musician, if you bring us some merchandise, we give you free admission tickets. So.
You two, they're looking for their drum set?
That's right. That's right. Well, they said they can pick it up. That was in 1987. We still have their drum set from the session. I think it's a Ludwig. It's a beautiful set. But we've got it in the studio still.
Thank you, Tiffany Harmon, so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Hope you all see us again soon, okay?
Yeah. Now, are you going to sing us a song?
Oh, goodness. What would you like to hear? Any requests? Well, here, I can play you. I'll play you an Ernie Chafin song on the guitar. I don't really know the chords for it, but let me see. Okay, this is an Ernie Chafin song. It was recorded here in the 50s. Don't remember the year, but it's called My Heart Tells Me. I don't care what you have done. My heart tells me you're the one that I've been waiting for through all the years. They all tell me it's no good. You wouldn't love me like you should. But my heart tells me I don't need to fear. Though another have kissed you and you wore his ring, you once thought the world of him. His loss has been my gain, so I will always hold you close. Hope and pray you love me the most, 'cause my heart tells me I will never change.
Wow.
So
that's
good.
Awesome.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So nice.
Thank
man.
You
that
so
was,
much.
Yeah,
thank
really.
You.
You sound like Marilyn Pro.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I love her work.
You also have a 40s voice.
Thank
you.
That's my specialty when I'm performing. I play a lot of old stuff.
Honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR. Yeah.